Hey, this is Jim McDonald. Welcome to episode 103 of the PowerCast, which is a bonus episode with Jake Johns, also known as Big SC Boy, also known as Big Boy, from the Rich Piana videos. We recorded this one back in June, and we're dropping it right now for your listening pleasure. Our sponsors for this episode, thepowermagazine.com, howmuchabench.net, and cavemancoffeeco.com. Also, please remember to head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating or review. And now let's play the music.
I have to tell you a story about That guy.
That guy.
Yeah. Fills in the blank on a previous podcast.
What do you know about Bo Jackson?
He's here on every podcast with us.
Is that your favorite athlete?
Oh, fuck yeah.
They were talking on us.
Mike's favorite athlete is Jordan. He might jack you for your clothes.
No, probably Magic Johnson, to be honest. Yeah, and then Jordan.
Try. See what happens.
They were talking on the radio.
Paul Jackson is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, dude. Here's your host. They were talking on the sports radio yesterday, the day before, like, what athlete would you want to see play a different sport? Yeah. Like, you know, like, I would love to see LeBron James play football. Like, he would fucking go nuts on some people, like tight end or wide receiver.
I think LeBron did play some football. I think he was
in high school.
Like
he was All-American, maybe.
Something.
Yeah. He was nuts.
And then what about AI? What about Allen Iverson?
Yeah. He was the best DB in the game.
Well, they said he was like one of the best quarterbacks ever in the history of high school football. They said
that's
he was a freak.
Amazing.
Yeah, they said he was an absolute freak. I think he went to the same school as Michael Vick.
Oh, yeah.
And they said he was better than Michael Vick.
The white
same high school?
Yeah, same high school.
Oh,
yeah.
The white Jason Williams, the basketball player, he played quarterback for Randy Moss. He's supposed to be dope.
How many Jason Williams are there?
Well, they're like three.
Because there's a white one, and then there's a whitish black one, and then there's a black one.
Yeah, the whitish black one sucked. The power forward, he sucked. And then the other one got in a car accident from Duke. He
that's
was
the
dope.
Guy from Duke.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Is that a motorcycle accident, right?
Yeah, I think so. He got fucked up.
Like assist, huh?
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, but he did like literally drive his motorcycle right into a telephone pole.
Yeah, he got fucked.
Well, he was just like trying to rev it up. And he was just trying to fucking cruise on it. And he went too powerful and just fucking jacked himself up.
Second year in the league, too. He barely got to play in the NBA.
And then the white Jason Williams, he was fucking really good.
White chocolate.
Was he on the Kings?
Yeah, he was on the Kings forever.
And then where else did he play?
Memphis or some shit.
This is how the podcast goes. This is how we get
ready. Yeah, we just kind of talk about whatever
we want. We talk about nothing.
Is this a podcast or no?
Yeah, we're going.
We're live.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's all like, fuck, we're recording this garbage?
People want to listen to bullshit.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, cool.
All these bums
we
out there.
We started from the bottom, but now we're here.
In the middle.
Yeah, now we're in the...
Firmly in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, we're escalating to the middle.
All right.
Escalating.
But you didn't drive the Escalade.
No, I know. Range rovered him here.
I know. That shit was nice, man.
You need something to fucking pick this big guy up.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have
barely
enough.
Fit, man.
Yeah, you didn't have enough horsepower in the Escalade to drive him around.
Didn't fit in the Escalade is what you're saying?
No, his fucking shoulders are too big.
You guys are touching each other all the way here.
Wow. That was intentional. He got excited. He said he'd never been with a man like myself before.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I had an erection, though.
Such a small wiener, probably. Yeah, that's probably
that's probably part of it. We're here with Jake Johns, who is a power lifter, and he basically just kind of got into the game, about a year ago?
Not even, about 10 months.
About 10 months ago.
Yep.
He's a brand new baby in the powerlifting world, but he's setting some of these lifts on fire. Did a 8:43 deadlift, I believe, no belt.
Yeah, beltless.
A 7:33 squat with no knee sleeves. Were you wearing underwear?
Nope, no underwear.
No. Wow. Wow.
No.
Got to be careful. You might end up with squat dick.
Yeah,
I know. Things are dangerous. And then what'd you hit in the bench? 551, I think?
551. Right.
So you've hit about 600 in the gym, yeah?
Yeah, 600. No lift off.
Sometimes, you know, it's hard for newer lifters, you know, even though you have the strength of, world-class lifter, it's tough sometimes for the newer lifters to kind of equal what they've done in the gym on the platform. Do you find that to be true for yourself? Like, it's kind of hard to match some of the lifts you've done before?
Yeah, just listening to the commands and, just practicing on form.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember that was a big thing when I was a kid is to try to remember the fucking commands. My brother used to always tell me, like, start, press, rack. He'd yell it at me 10 times before I'd go up there, and, of course, I'd still forget.
Oh, exactly. You know, get
you're trying to get
up.
Fired up.
Get amped up.
When did you start lifting in general? obviously, maybe you're new to powerlifting, but you've been lifting for a while to get an 800-pound deadlift.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've been in sports my whole life, and then probably lifted in high school.
Football.
You know, football, yeah. Football, wrestling, and I played baseball, but, you know, didn't continue with that. So just football and wrestling, man. Yeah.
What position you play in football?
High school, I played linebacker, fullback, and then basically all D-line. And in college, I played D-tackle.
Oh, cool. Where'd you play in college?
Saddleback, junior college.
Cool. Is that down in L.A. area, yeah?
No, it's in O.C.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
Mission Viejo.
Nice.
Yep.
The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah, man.
Cheering you on.
Hell yeah. How is Orange County? Is it nice?
It's a nice place, man. Real nice.
Yeah, where are you at in Orange County?
San Clemente.
Oh, okay, cool.
The last city of O.C.
And what's the gym like down there? Like some of the videos I've seen of you, it looks like a place that's just full of a lot of iron. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, man. It's like a old school gym. I mean, it's kind of shitty in a way.
Right.
But you do whatever you want, and yeah, it's all iron.
Does it have that smell to it? You know, like
has
it kinda,
a smell. It has everything.
Yeah, that's important. You walk in, you're like, ah, okay. I know where I'm at.
The only bad part, all the bars are bent. You know, so a lot of clients they leave. I bent all the bars there.
Yeah, just a bunch of big dudes.
Yeah, all the bars are all bent.
Do they get mad when people are getting after it, or is it not that kind of place?
They like that kind of place.
It'll be
the people that work there aren't, but there'll be like some older people that go in there that. You know, they give you the look, like, right. Damn, you're being loud, so.
Right. And then who do you train with?
Been training with Kevin Torres, the Pitbull.
Oh, the Pitbull.
The Pitbull.
Shout out to the Pitbull. Hashtag Pitbull.
Yeah.
Not the rapper, though.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
the
right.
rapper. The Pit.
he only weighs like 170 or something, right?
He competes at 165, yeah. But he gets up to like 180.
Damn.
He cuts down.
That kid is a little Pitbull. That's a perfect fucking name. That kid's a nut.
It's a great name for him,
man.
It probably benefits both of you, though, both of you guys lifting together. Like, he probably just is excited to fucking get after it, right? And then he's trying to chase what you're doing. You're lifting some big weights, so it's probably pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, man. He's motivated. He's, like, one of the most motivated people I know. So
that's pretty cool.
He don't let me skip a set, man.
Yeah.
He's on me, and I won't let him either, you know? So.
That's good, though. I mean, that's important. You know, even though you are stronger than him, we need to point that out, Pitbull, if you're listening. But, you know, even though you are stronger than him, it's important, like, he'll watch you do a lift. You might squat 705 for a double, but he knows that ain't shit. He knows that's not your goal. That's not the end result. And so he's going to make you do more, right?
Oh, yeah, man, definitely.
He's going to make you keep pushing through.
You've recently hooked up with a couple kind of bigger names in the industry in terms of, like, your programming. You're working with Chad Wesley Smith now, who probably most of our listeners know is a monster powerlifter and a smart dude. How's that kind of changed your training?
Well, it's the first time I ever ran a real meat program. I've always done my own thing, kind of like a bodybuilding and just for strength.
Yeah.
And,
you look like a bodybuilder.
Yeah,
I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm the last thing from that. No, I'm basically like on an 8-week peaking program right now.
You're going to compete soon?
Yeah, the Nationals in Vegas. So we'll see, man. I hope... pushing my body to the limit. I'm squatting 3 days a week now, benching twice, and I've never done that. I used to squat once and bench once a
week.
Yeah, so.
pulling still once a week.
Pulling once a week on one of the squat days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
That's got to feel a lot different. That's got to feel a lot different. Adding in all those other extra sessions, right?
It's no joke, man. My body's been dying.
Yeah.
What about food or like recovery stuff? Do you pay attention to what you eat, or you're just kind of eating what you can?
Right now, I've just been eating what I can.
Yeah.
I like to get more like on a strict diet, just, you know, to fuel the body.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but, just getting a lot of calories in.
Yeah, exactly. Just get a lot of calories. But
you feel like you're getting stronger on this?
I don't know about stronger, but I know my body has got more conditioning. Like the few weeks I've already done.
Yeah.
We hit like a heavier set day, and it was a lot easier than all the high volume we've done. Like my body wasn't as fatigued.
Yeah, Chad kind of does like higher frequency, like you said, squatting three times a week, and then really high, you're doing probably sets of what, 8 to 15 on different days, and then he'll start to cut that back, getting towards the meat. You start doing more, you know, triples and stuff. Yeah, less days a week.
No, exactly, man.
Is it kind of boring? Like, you know, you're not really pushing yourself to the limit the way that you were before. So is it kind of boring to you?
Well, it's pushing myself in a different way. Like,
okay,
I just my body feels so fatigued afterwards. Like. I guess, no, it's not really boring. it's harder because I'm used to pushing only heavyweight. Now I'm pushing volume, you know, so
yeah,
it's something different.
And sometimes he has you doing like in the case of like a deadlift, you might do like 10 or 12 sets of one rep, right?
Oh, yeah. I've never done anything like that.
Kind of short rest periods.
Yeah, 10-second rest periods. I mean, yeah, he does
only
that.
10 seconds.
10-second rest
periods. Oh, wow. He must blaze through it, though, right?
Yeah. It goes quick. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Certain days.
Shit, that's crazy. That's almost like 10 reps, basically. Yeah. 12 reps.
Yeah, just kind of resetting.
Yeah, it's 12. Like tomorrow what we're going to do is it's just 12 reps or 12 sets of one with 10-second reps.
Yeah. What's the weight for you?
It's not too heavy. It's like 65%. So it's like, I think, 540.
Yeah.
540 for like.
But still, with no rest.
Yeah, it's fucking hard.
Anybody who hasn't seen some of the stuff that Big Boy is doing over here.
Yeah, we got it on video.
Out.
It's going down.
Yeah, we're watching them right now on Rich Piana's channel. This particular video has like over 100,000 views.
Hey, do you have your own
channel?
Last
video, I think, has 200,000 views.
You mostly just doing stuff with Rich? Do you have your own channel?
You
have your own Instagram where you're posting videos.
I have my own Instagram. And I've kind of put like a few little things on my own channel, but stuff from Instagram. I haven't.
Yeah.
Like produce the video or anything like
right.
that.
Yeah, it's not as easy as people think.
No, it's not as easy. Yeah. This
so
is
some
that
of
600
these,
right here.
Damn.
600.
Some of the stuff he's doing, these videos, I mean, he's lifting some big weights, but he's doing some unconventional stuff. Like in this video in particular.
He's got his watch on.
He just did a 600 pound.
That's just 600 yeah. pounds, no wraps. He's yeah. got a nice-ass watch on.
He just bench pressed 600 pounds with no spot or no lift off. And then he's also throwing some.
And now he's beating up Rich
some punching combinations, and his technique looks fucking awesome. I just saw him doing a flag or whatever the hell
that thing is. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the human flag,
or whatever.
Yeah, how the hell?
Yeah, how the hell are you able to do that at 390 pounds?
It's, you know, a lot of eating, man. Right there.
Dang.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's.
How'd you get hooked up with Rich? Rich has been a huge name for a while now in the industry.
Well, like the same thing. I just did that powerlifting meet. About 10 months ago, the first time I ever did it. And I made like an Instagram after that because one of my friends is like, hey, man, start posting your stuff on Instagram. I never had a Facebook or I think I had maybe like a MySpace when I was younger.
Everyone had
like
a MySpace.
Yeah. But I never had any social media really. So I started posting videos and literally like a month of having it, Rich – it's like, hit me up, man, on a post. And was like, you're a beast. Like, I want you to email me. And
that's cool.
Just went from there, man. Shot over there and started making some videos and whatever. Got
he's
sponsored
in,
and stuff
he's
like
in
that.
SoCal somewhere, yeah? Typically.
Yeah, he's in
I mean, he travels
yeah,
everywhere.
LA. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's in L.A.
Got those fucking giant-ass arms. I remember
biggest arms I've ever seen, man.
Yeah, I remember meeting him at one of these trade shows, and I was like, who the fuck's this guy? He's huge.
Yeah, it's no joke, man. Like shoulders and arms.
San Jose last
year?
Yeah, I think it was San Jose. You know, in some of these videos, too, you know, you said in the last meet that you did, the USPA meet, your hands were out by the collars, which for some reason is illegal. Who knows why? It doesn't make you really lift more weight.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But it's just part of the rules, I guess. And so you got red-lighted for that. But then in some of these videos here, you're squatting without your hands on the bar at all.
Yeah, I don't know. Squat. Is that illegal, too, or what?
I think that would be pretty illegal.
Probably illegal.
You know, I think does Sam Bird have the record for that?
I don't think there's a real record, but yeah.
No, there is a real record. No, because
Guinness, you mean?
Well, just maybe an unofficial record.
Yeah.
YouTube record.
Yeah, I think
YouTube record.
Yeah, I think he did like 750 or something.
Yeah, what's his name?
Is that right? Shit.
Yeah, he weighs 220 though. Yeah, he's
nuts. Misha had the record. I think he did like 638, and then I think Sam came back and did like 661 or something like that.
I thought he did closer to 700.
So you'll have to you have to give that a try. Try 700.
Yeah,
that way or something.
I did
like
I think on this one like 6 plates, 585 for reps. Just, you know, messing around.
Yeah.
And kind of where does some of this stuff come from? I mean, it's just lift after lift. Are you just hammering some? And I know
what
it's
are you curling, right?
I know it's a video,
pounds?
But yeah, like
I don't know, like 140s or geez. Something like that.
Yeah, where does some of this come from? Is just something you've always loved doing? You just love getting after it and going heavy?
Yeah, man. I like pushing heavy weight, man. Like you said, lightweight. You know that fluff and puff bodybuilding thing is kind of boring to
that's
me.
That's Silent Mike all the way. Fluff and puff.
Fluff and puff, you know, so.
That's
fluff
great
and
term.
Puff with your Afro puffs.
I just, yeah, man, I don't like to be one-dimensional. Like, if someone says, hey, let's curl, all right, let's curl. If someone says squat, let's squat. Deadlift, bench, whatever.
Yeah.
you know, dumbbells, whatever you want to do. I like.
I just want to be the first one to buy your Fluff and Puff shirt.
Where'd you
no Fluff and Puff?
Where'd you like learn how to lift? Like, you said you were lifting for football and stuff, but in all these videos, your form and stuff's pretty damn good for not necessarily being, you know, a power lifter your whole life.
Shit, man, just. I guess lifting, man, just trying it out and different people critiquing me and taking like the best of what everyone taught me.
Yeah.
You know, no specific person really taught me.
No real like coach or nothing.
That weight just hovering on your body looks hilarious in some of these videos because your fucking traps and upper back is so big.
His elbows are out by the plates. He's so wide.
It's kind of awkward having that guy's crotch right in your face.
I'm nervous about that.
Well, he had that whatchamacallit,
GoPro.
GoPro right there. That
he's
dude
got,
was stoked too.
I bet he was stoked.
I bet he was. Damn.
He's like, I got a nice view of your balls while you're squatting. This is great.
Shit.
And one-handed deadlifts and shit like that.
I got that from Stan, man.
Oh, yeah, I saw Stan do 500.
He did five, man, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna do five.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then also you're doing some crazy dumbbell stuff. Like, what's the most you've handled on a dumbbell press?
I did like a month ago. I did 200. The first set I did like 8 3/4 reps, and then the second I was pissed because I was shooting for a lot more, and then on the
going after
set,
Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah, I didn't buddy, say lightweight.
Going after Ronnie, he hit 12. Everyone knows YouTube. He hit 12, and then
do you pick those up yourselves and lean them back yourselves the way?
Yeah, everything.
I always thought that was kind of the coolest part about Ronnie Coleman is he picked them up and he fucking leaned back with, like, he did it all by himself. He had no spotter, no nothing.
Oh yeah, man, nothing. No no lift off, no nothing, man. And yeah, I got 9 the second set. I was pissed, and then I just hit it about a couple weeks ago, and the video just came out, and I hit 14, almost 15, you know, but I hit 14 reps.
That's crazy. And then what about like some of those videos, it's showing you pressing dumbbells and then somebody else is throwing another dumbbell on top?
Oh, yeah. I've done 150s with hundreds on top for a few reps.
What?
250s, wow. Yeah.
And someone has to kind of hold those in place though, right?
Yeah, it's not all. It's not a whole 250.
Right,
you know,
right. It's close enough.
Yeah, it's, you know, but it's heavier than 150, yeah. So.
Yeah, what do we got out there smelling?
250.
We got
250 pounder out there. We call it Big Roy.
Just one, or you got two?
We got two.
Okay.
Actually, I think those are 215.
Oh yeah, maybe they. Oh yeah, maybe you're right.
215.
Yeah.
They
look like they weigh 300.
For YouTube, they're 280. Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay.
No, Stan. Those are the ones that Stan used that one video. So
yeah.
That's the only reason I remember.
What's some of the goal you have here with powerlifting? What are you trying to do in particular? Trying to break some records, or just self motivation, or what's going on here?
At first, it was just, you know, just to do it. And now, you know, discovered whatever. I put up some numbers. So in July at the Nationals, I like to try and beat the all-time world record at super heavyweight. That's my goal, you know, whether or not I do it. But
yeah,
that's a goal I'm going to aim for myself, you know.
You've done all your lifting kind of like no wraps, no belt, no sleeves.
Huh? I think it's 2298. Can you look that up? All-time world record all-time without wraps.
Yep. Yeah. So are you going to throw on some
super heavyweight?
Maybe a belt or knee sleeves?
Yeah, both meets I competed. Like, the first meet, I wore like Nikes, man. Running shoes, squatting in running shoes, all kinds.
Hey, you got to look good, right? That's
yeah,
what it's all about.
Man, yeah.
Yeah. You got the brand new white kicks on
brand
now.
Brand new white kicks, you know.
Jordans,
you know. No, and then the second meet, you know, I switched to the Chucks, you know, a little bit better. But still, no belt, no wraps, no knee sleeves. No wrist wraps. It's, you know, I like to do the raw thing. I like to not depend on anything, whether or not it's really helping or not.
Yeah.
But this next meet, you know, I might give it a try, man. Throw a belt on, throw some wraps in.
Cheater.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be another typical powerlifter. Right?
All the
exactly
haters.
What I don't want to be.
All the haters are going to come out in full force. Oh, he's wearing a belt. You see that?
Yeah.
Squatted 800, but no good because he's wearing a fucking belt.
Everyone knows someone better, right? Cousins, uncles, brothers. Sister, you know,
is that 2298?
The style of training you're doing now, do you miss some of the other stuff you were doing? Because, you know, I know like some of the kind of quote unquote bodybuilding style of training, or the kind of training you were doing before, a lot of different movements, a lot of like dumbbell presses, military presses, a lot of different movements. And now some of those movements are probably taken away from you because you got to focus on bench, squat, deadlift. How's that different for you?
Yeah, man, I honestly, like, I enjoy doing the other movements more.
Yeah.
You know, I do. Just to be, I don't know, I don't feel as rounded. Like, I feel like my back, maybe I'm not exercising my back as much. You know, I don't really hit arms right now because I'm kind of tired from squat right. and benching or deadlifting.
Yeah, your arms look small.
So I want to get the big arms, you know, I got to keep up with Rich. Yep. So, but yeah, man, it's, you know, it's intense.
Right.
It's fun, it's intense, and it's different. I've never done it before, so... But I don't see myself continually doing that. Like
right.
maybe just a meat prep type of thing. But
gotcha. Six, eight, or eight, 10 weeks. You
yeah.
got to calm down on some of the extra exercises and focus in on the power lifts. And then the rest of the time you can go nuts and do
yeah, it. Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, live big, man. That's how I started. I'm not going to go away from that.
When you were lifting before, especially like in the case of something like the deadlift, you know, 800 something plus pound deadlift with no belt, how were you training it before? Just you just going as heavy as you possibly could, week in and week out?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I would deadlift maybe. Sometimes I deadlift every week. Sometimes I wouldn't deadlift for a couple weeks, just depending how I felt. And I don't know. I guess either my back strong or I'm not sure. Deadlift's always been. Like pretty easy. I barely started deadlifting literally maybe like less than 2 years ago.
Wow.
I barely started deadlifting because my friend, he deadlifted 675 for like three. And at the time, I don't even think I did it once. And I was like, this dude's never going to deadlift more than me again. That's what happened, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, you didn't yeah. really deadlift for football. A lot
no,
of football,
football
players don't.
Yeah, we yeah. do power cleans.
Right,
power cleans,
squat.
Squats, and, you know, bench, stuff like that. And I just never, you know, never really did deadlift.
What was your best power clean?
Like 315 for a few reps. I never maxed out.
Yeah.
But just, you know, 315 for reps. Or hang cleans. We do a lot of hang cleans, just not full power clean, just
right.
hang cleans. Yeah.
It looks like the record is 2298.
Which is a really old one.
Yeah, Don Reinhout, 1974. And then it looks like Eric Lillibridge did more though, right? Does that say 2353?
2353,
308. At 308. So you'll have to work on both of those, right?
Yeah, I like to get the super heavyweight and eventually, you know, get the 308.
It'd be pretty cool if you got the super heavyweight one, especially, you know, walked out, you know, as Don Reinhout did it that way. He did it walked out. And
Reinhout was kind of ugly, wasn't he?
He was amazing looking. He had those old prescription glasses, but they were sunglasses at the same time, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he had the fucking mustache.
Yeah. Did he have a little afro thing going on?
Yeah, or? Yeah. He's from like the he just looked like he's straight out of like a 70s porn movie.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. So gross.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, he was huge though.
Yeah.
Damn.
He has. We interviewed him for Power.
You need
Magazine.
That same singlet though to break the record.
Oh yeah,
with the nipples showing.
Yeah,
I'm good, man. I don't even like gaining that singlet.
Oh my gosh, that singlet.
Hey now,
who thought that was a good idea?
Yeah, he did some strongman stuff as well as powerlifting. But he, you know, he has like these legendary like workouts that he used to do like in his garage, and he used to work out with a lot of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But in the interview we did with him for Power Magazine. He talked about how like one guy after another benched over 500 raw. Pretty crazy.
Shit.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like the strength levels. I think nowadays there seems like there's a bigger drop off from the guys that are at the very top. Back then it seemed like there was more guys that were maybe not more guys that are as strong as today because like people are breaking records left and right, but it seemed like more people were stronger rather than like now it seems like there's a huge drop off once you get past that top 10 and there's a huge nosedive. Down into no man's land.
That's crazy.
You think that's just because it's popularity? More people are doing the sports,
yeah.
So you get more average.
I think so. And there's the weight classes. You know all the different yeah. weight classes.
Well,
and
back in the day, you see a guy like this, and you're like, oh, you should powerlift, and then you go powerlift, and I see Mark, and you should go powerlift, but no one says that to me.
Right.
Really though, you know.
Yeah.
But then now, like everybody could do the sport. You
right,
just do it
right,
in your own
right,
weight
right.
class. So more, you know, average
more
size.
More mainstream.
Yeah, more average size people are doing
yeah.
it. So the numbers are all over the
right,
fucking
and then
place.
Then there's like, you know, drug tested. And the power thing has just gotten so divided. You know, so many different federations. You probably barely even know any of the different federations, right?
Only
you're just
one.
You're just kind of doing your thing.
Yeah, the one that's running around California.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I know you got one and. Maybe I could compete in one of those for
no,
sure.
No, I don't think so.
All right, no, cool.
So what's so you're going to go do this meet in July? You said right?
Yeah, July.
And then, in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
And then what? Do you have any plans after that, and what you're going to do?
Nah, man. I mean, go to 308.
Right. Mean, okay. Drop some weights.
Drop some lb.
Go into another weight class.
Yeah. Hopefully, 308. I think I feel a little better at that weight.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you like doing some of the stuff you did with Rich? Like you did, you know, like the video, those video shoots and stuff like that. Is that kind of fun?
Yeah, it's
that's got to be different, you know, because you know you spend all these years training, you don't really know what the fuck it's for or why you're doing it. Yeah. Really, you're just doing it because you think it's cool and you're trying to be stronger.
Yeah,
and then you got this guy come along and just starts, you know, wanting to, you know, make you more popular, basically.
Yeah,
so that's got to be pretty neat.
No, it's fun, man. I mean, you know, you test. I'm testing my body basically like every video. Some lifts I do are, you know, like I know I for sure I can do them, but some lifts are. Most of them I'm doing just moving big weight. It's not so much just about me. It's just like I'm pushing big weight. And, yeah, I test my body. I get nervous before the video because, like, that 375, I've never done it. I've never even lifted something close to that. So, I mean, it was nervous. Like, we drove all the way up to Yucaipa, like, over 2 hours to get there to lift this dumbbell. I don't even know if I can lift this shit. And we got all these people coming and the video people, and it's all on me, you know?
Or if I don't lift it, it's anxiety.
Yeah, man, if I don't lift it, then I guess we've wasted all this time, you know, for nothing.
But it gets you hyped up, though, probably, right?
Oh, yeah. Believe me, yeah, man. It's a rush, though, but once you do it, it's like, hell yeah, you know?
Right.
Conquered it, you know?
Yeah,
conquered it, man.
What are some of these tattoos about? You have on the back, it says Orange County. The front says San Clemente. You got tattooed up pretty good.
What do you know what's under his shirt, Smiley?
That's a little weird. I've seen them. Their pictures.
Yeah, man. It's basically just where I'm from, man. You know, Orange County. I've grown up there. I grew up in L.A. first, and then
I'm from Poughkeepsie, so that would take up the front and the back.
Yeah, man. throw it on the stomach, you know.
Yeah.
Throw some on the stomach. Yeah, man. It's just where I'm from, and you know, something in the past, man. You know, just things I was involved with in the past, but now I'm just moving forward.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Did you get in some trouble in the past? Something like that.
Little bit of trouble, man. You know, and you know, a little bit of time and. You know, nothing I'm proud of and nothing I even want to be, like, put in a little category that I've done that, you know, because, you know, to me it's, you know, a waste of time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Now just moving forward, trying to be positive.
Well, yeah, now that you went through that, you know, maybe you can inspire other people to come out the other end and do positive things, you know, after they've made some mistakes.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, anyone, like, ask questions or you know, things like that, like want to know, I'll let them know, but I'm not the type of person to just put it out there, you know?
Yeah, some people kind of brag about it, right?
Yeah, man, you might think you're tough, you did this or you did that, but, you know, to me, it doesn't make you tough or anything, man, you know?
How long were you in trouble for?
You know, a few years, about 3 years and 8 months, so.
Yeah. Do you find lifting help you through some of that? Find something maybe more positive to concentrate on?
Well, luckily, man, like, I've been involved with sports my whole life, so I like, you know, being athletic, being, you know, whether I was being, like, more fit or strong or whatever, man, I like working out in general.
Yeah.
You know, I like pushing my body to the limit, whether it's running or sprints or whatever, man, lifting heavy weights. I mean, I like doing it, banging out in football, you know, basketball, whatever, you know. I like doing that, so. You know,
you're goal oriented, basically.
Yeah, man, you got to have the goals, and I mean, yeah, man, you don't want to just sit around and do nothing, man. You want to achieve something.
Where do you think some of this started with you getting in trouble? Did it start like as a kid? Did you have problems as a kid? Anger issues, something like that?
Maybe, man. Yeah, just you know, typical kid, man. Whatever, you know.
Well, I think most of us are, you know, full of piss and vinegar when we're young. You know, I think most people are a little bit more angry, agitated. You kind of hear people talk about angry teenagers and shit like that. I think it's pretty common, you know. But it's just, you know, who you hang out with and kind of what you end up doing. You know, is determined by, you know, your environment, the other people you hang around, and all that kind of shit. You know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's just exactly, man. But everyone's, you know, their own person. You know, we're all men here. We make our own decisions. So, you know, no matter what, there's no excuse for anything, man. You got to, if you're going to do something, you know, you're going to do it because you want to. You're going to be a man and, you know, do what you need to do. So
that's cool. And now you get to, you know, now you get to start a new life, basically.
Yeah,
know?
Man. That's what I've been doing, man.
Start focusing in on training hard and fucking smashing some world records.
Yeah, man, that's what's up.
What is Rich Piana? You know, like he's got the 5% stuff. Like, what is all that about? I haven't really like looked into it a ton. I don't know. What does he have, supplements and stuff like that, or?
Yeah, he has all supplements. Basically, like BCAAs. He has like an all day something you drink all day long.
Right.
He has like creatines and BCAAs. It's like, I believe like 11 or 13 things in one, like just stuff to feed your body.
Combo.
Yeah. Hydration and stuff.
Yeah, glutamines, glucosamines, just a whole bunch of things to repair your body throughout the day.
Yeah.
Then he has like pre-workouts. He has a real food that's like real carbs. I mean, right. You know, it's basically just stuff to like aid your body. He never says like don't eat food. You know, he's all about eating.
Right.
Eating's number one, and this is along. You know, this goes along with it.
Yeah, supplementation.
And
true supplementation as opposed to like substituting
for exactly this just goes a lot.
Have you trained with him before?
Does he
lift heavy or what's,
I mean,
let's call him out. Rich, are you listening, buddy?
Man, he knows, man. He like everyone knows, man, he doesn't bullshit. He knows what's up. I mean, he doesn't train for power, you know. He trains for size. He trains to look good, you know. And he does look good, man. Shredded up, biggest arm I've seen, you know.
And I bet, you know, when he was younger, you know, I bet at some point he was training heavy to build that body that he's got. You know, he's fucking huge.
Well, yeah, he told me in the
past.
Was
he like 300, 290? I mean, he's fucking
huge. He's probably like around 280.
Because he's pretty tall, too. He's probably taller than Mark.
Yeah. He's pretty big.
You know, he's like your. He's like
about my height.
Yeah,
maybe it's just his arms make him look that much bigger than Mark.
Yeah, he's no joke, man.
He's fucking huge.
His arms are huge, taller. Yeah.
Yeah, he's no joke, man. Yeah, I mean, he told me like he did a lot of years of actually lifting heavier.
Right.
To build mass.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because if you would have lifted like that fluff and puff lift, you know, from the gate, his muscles wouldn't like stay. But you have to build some kind of base by lifting heavy.
Yeah.
That's what I think nowadays a lot of people, they just.
Yeah, you wouldn't have
that
foundation.
They don't want to put in that work, you know?
Yeah, you wouldn't have that foundation.
Yeah.
What are some other lifts that you feel has helped you with being able to deadlift and squat, you know, so much weight kind of out of the gate as a powerlifter? Like, are you doing like a lot of rows or some other exercise you're doing?
Man, I was like the pull-up king, man. Like, weigh like, you know, when I weigh like 330 right now. When I weighed like 280, I'd put, you know, 245s and I could hit it like 10 times.
Damn. Shit.
And I used to love pull-ups, man. I don't do them so much anymore. Just it's hard on my forearm.
Yeah, it's taxing you.
Yeah, because it, you know. But pull-ups, man. Pull-ups, if you want that strong back. And I used to like T-bar rows, and I still do T-bar rows.
Right.
I like them heavy T-bars, you know, kind of like Ronnie Coleman.
What kind of weight you handle on that?
Till there's no more room, man. No more room on that bar.
Yeah, there's no
whatever
more,
it is, 10 plates, I don't know.
Yeah, just whatever the machine
can handle. Yeah,
whatever
will fit, man, yeah.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I have a girl.
Damn.
She do any kind of
lifting?
She
ain't ugly. She ain't big like me.
She do any kind of...
I hope not.
She do any kind of lifting or fitness, or she kind of just lets you do your thing and stays out of the way?
Yeah, she just she supports me, man. That's it.
Yeah.
She has my back to the fullest in it, and...
She have your front?
She has it all.
I know.
But yeah, she doesn't even lift, so it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, she still supports me when I played football. She'd go to every game and, you know, my mom and, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, she has my back, so.
I saw a picture that you posted the other day of you guys eating sushi. And she can eat more than you? What's up with that?
Oh, yeah. She beat me one time. And,
and she won't let you live it down.
She won't let it, she'll let everyone know that she ate more than me. So.
Damn, that's tough, man.
120 pounds eat more than 330.
She just talks trash to you all day about it, huh?
Oh, yeah. We give each other a hard time all the time.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be, you know, when you set out to, you know, try to break this record coming up, what do you think is going to happen, you know, if you do break it?
Man.
You know, like, is that you're going to kind of let off the gas pedal, or are you going to, you know, jump in another meet and try to lift more?
Oh, yeah, man. You can't let up, man. That's not me, man.
Right.
You know what? Like I said, man, in sports, everything. I mean, I like competition, man. I cannot like just not have something to aim for.
Right.
You know, I like that. I like having a goal. I like, you know, working hard towards something. When I don't have nothing going on, I feel like, you know, like a deadbeat. Like, damn. Like, you know, I want to aim towards something.
Right.
I like the competition to test myself. You know, see if I'm better than another man, or you know, I like
yeah, when
that.
You see some of these guys on YouTube hitting some of these huge weights, and you know, including someone like Chad, does that get you fired up?
Oh yeah, man, for sure. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you're like, fuck, man, I gotta get on my shit and get going and see if I can compete with some of these guys.
Yeah, man. I mean, I figure there's only like kind of two mentalities. The one, you know, you see someone lift more than you and you want to outdo them, or you see someone lift more and I can never do that. You know?
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
That ain't me. So I want to, you know, try to beat them or whatever.
Yeah.
Better myself, at least.
Do you think you want to get into, you know, knee wraps and stuff like that too?
I don't think ever I get into knee wraps, but I like the raw.
Just have you ever tried a knee wrap out before?
Never tried knee wrap, no.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe we'll sneak you in some tomorrow.
I don't know about
get
that
it on
one,
film.
Man. They don't look too comfortable to me, man.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah, no, they're pretty uncomfortable. You can get used to them, but I don't know how, because they fucking hurt.
Yeah, I think that all three of us are famous for not liking a very tight knee wrap ever.
Yeah, they
ever,
hurt.
Ever.
Yeah, they
we,
don't
we
feel
We've lifted with plenty of people who like it really cranked down, but
yeah.
The three of us, I think, all just kind of like it, if we're going to do it at all, nice and light and a little bit more comfortable, and
right.
Feel like your legs are going to get cut off at the
knee. Can't feel your toes.
So you haven't really even tried out hardly any equipment at all.
Nah, man.
Wrist wraps? You mess with wrist wraps yet at all?
I've never tried a wrist wrap before.
That's great.
I've tried your knee sleeve, man, and I like it.
Okay,
three times.
Cool.
Yeah, it feels comfortable.
Go. Tried it three times. It keeps my... keeps my knees warm, like it warms them up good.
Yeah,
I like
it. Gives
that.
You a little bit more confidence, you know. Like we're not trying to, you know, sell people on the fact that like you're going to squat, you know, 50 pounds more or anything.
Yeah.
But it does help keep the tendons and ligaments warm, and it gives you a little bit more confidence.
Yeah, no, yes. It does, man. You feel more comfortable in it for sure.
That's pretty crazy. You've never tried like even like a wrist wrap or something like that, because, you know, now like I've been lifting, you know, since I was a kid, and just even handling like three plates or so, I start feeling it in my wrist, but it's probably from all the years of wearing a wrist wrap and getting used to it and getting accustomed to it. That, because when I was younger, I could handle heavier weight without the wrist wrap because I wasn't even that familiar with them, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of interesting. And then you haven't even worn a belt?
No belt.
No belt on the deadlifts, no belt on the squat yet. Are you going to throw a belt on and try to?
Yeah, I think this next meet, I'm going to try to work it in just because I'm going to go for a heavier squat that I've never done, you know, and I figure any little thing that could help, you know, protect me and stabilize me a little bit more. I mean, I might as well take advantage because
everyone
else is using that. The
other
competitor, I'm at a disadvantage, you know.
What's your best squat and best deadlift ever?
I've done like in the gym, like a 760 in the gym, and I don't think that was like my max, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it felt pretty
easy. Yeah, this is the most that I did. And then deadlift was at that meet, 843, you know. Before that, I think I only did like a 815, and I've done like a 800 for like a couple doubles before.
Dang, that's strong.
So,
that's nuts.
You ever have any grip issues or anything?
No, I train in wraps, man. I train in or whatever.
Straps?
Yeah, straps. I train in straps, and then the day of the meet, I just I hook grip it, and that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That
I didn't
hurts.
Know that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah, no thanks.
So that's it.
That's
crazy.
The
hook grip didn't slip or nothing.
No, nah, man.
Did you just use that? Did you use that from football days or somehow did you learn like how to hook grip?
No, the first meet I ever did, like the guy was just like, I don't know how it got brought up, but he said, "Hey, have you tried this grip?" And I was like, "No," and I tried it and it felt nice. So I was like,
fuck.
"All right, you know."
I've done 315 that way. I wanted to cry.
That
hurts so bad.
That's the freakiest thing I've heard today.
Yeah, that hurts.
I swear to God, because most people can't just people have to practice hook grip.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The only other person I knew who could do that was Alan Best did that.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and he was able to deadlift like a motherfucker. Come meet time, you know. I'll give you another goal. The biggest deadlift of all time done with a hook grip is 881. Brad Gillingham, I think.
No, 90.
Oh, did someone go more?
George Lehman.
901.
Did he use a hook grip?
Yeah. He trains his straps.
Yeah.
He does that double hook grip.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He's
double.
Got like long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did 901 or 9.
I think he did 9. Yeah, he did
908.
Nine
whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kilos are stupid.
Yeah.
But he's a pool only guy though, right?
Yeah.
Pool only.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Strong ass.
Everyone's yelling at us that we don't that he hasn't visited us. Uh-huh. Like, it's our fault that he hasn't visited us.
No, he's been to super training.
I know, but like the podcast or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's not our fault. Like, if he comes here, he comes here.
Yeah,
what are we supposed
to
do? Can't teleport people.
Yeah. You can't bring everybody into town all the time.
Yeah, 909.
Yeah, that's some
strong
wild shit.
Yeah, he's young, too. 20.
Do you do a lot of,
maybe?
Before you started powerlifting, were you into doing a lot of repetitions and stuff? How'd you build the strength and stuff?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't do it my whole workout, but I would always mix it in. Like I would lift heavy, and then at the end of my workout, I'd always do like a burnout type of thing.
You choose a weight and just go nuts on it.
Yeah, like you know, if I work up to 6 or 7 plates on squat, I'll go, you know, 5 for reps, 4 for reps, 3 for reps, yeah. You know, kind of just build back down.
Do you
like
remember
a pyramid? I did a lot of pyramids.
Do you remember any like records you've set? Like what's your best like 5 plate squat or 6 plate deadlift or anything like that?
I've done like 5 plates for 20 a few times.
Shit, that makes me
on
deads. Barf.
Yeah.
If I could even do it.
Yeah.
I've done, I think, 3 plates for 30 on like squats.
Does that just make you like pass out, want to throw up, eyes go blurry and shit? Like that's a lot of reps.
Yeah, man, it gets you pretty crazy. Same with bench, I think. What I get, 30 reps at 315 on bench. The most I've got is 225 for 55.
Shit, yeah, that's good.
Bench.
Yeah, what did Spoto say?
74?
70s, yeah.
That's the best.
I saw that shit, I was like, what the?
Yeah, he's a mutant.
78 or
something. Yeah. He's what a guy, I don't know. I don't even keep track.
Yeah, what a mutant. Yeah, how can you count that high?
Well,
yeah.
He did 315, I think, for like 44 or something crazy.
Yeah, he's
He did. Like, he did 40 reps relatively easy. Too. Yeah, he's just
the other day.
He's a mutant. No, this was in a contest.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
a contest.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
315 for like 40
pros versus Joes or something.
That was crazy. Yeah. I seen that, man.
Yeah, he's got some ridiculous strength when it comes to the bench press, but he's just strong overall.
He said he squatted 675 pretty easy and stuff.
Yeah, like when he was in high school.
Yeah.
Why did he do?
Yeah, he's kind of built like a big man over here.
I think he's just mainly focusing on the bench. I don't think he can deadlift that crazy.
Yeah, I think he's jacked up ankle maybe.
Yeah,
he got an accident maybe.
Accident,
yeah, he's a jacked up ankle.
I think he's deadlifted around 675 too. So he would put up a big number.
Yeah, 6'6" or 6'7" 6".
Yeah, he'd put up a pretty big number, but I just don't think he's that motivated. You know, he's the best bencher in the world, and I think he just wants to try to keep it that way. He's got to fight off that Russian dude.
Kirill.
Yeah, that guy do 6'17" for 4 reps or something.
Giant baby.
Yeah.
He's 23. He looks like the biggest dude on the planet.
Have you tried out a slingshot yet?
Nope, never tried a slingshot, man.
God damn, we got to fix that.
Yeah, we're going to try it out, man.
Yeah, we got to get you in a slanger. Have you give it a shot.
Handle some heavy weights.
When you're doing lower repetitions nowadays, does that feel a lot different to you than when you were going, you know, doing the higher rep stuff or
What do you mean, like max?
Well, no, I mean, like,
stuff?
Are you like kind of? Is it different for you now, like overloading and like doing the straight power lifts all the
on
time?
Chad?
Is it kind of like, is it kind of beating up your joints and stuff, or is it?
No, not joints, just muscles, man. I feel like I don't repair as fast,
right?
Like I said, we're squatting like 3 days a week, and you know, benching 2 days a week, and yeah, it's just hard on your body in general.
Just still sore going into your next session.
Yeah, I just squatted on Monday. For like 2 sets of heavy triples, and then we did pause reps after that, like 3 or 4 sets of pause reps of like, I don't know, 12. And now I got deadlifts tomorrow and squats again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So my legs are still sore, and I'm going to do the same thing tomorrow.
Yeah, like, and coming from like a bodybuilding background, you're doing, you know, shoulders one day. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know, triceps, and you're doing smaller muscle groups. Right. It's not as brutal, but it's brutal in a different way.
You just probably you're doing more exercises and more sets, maybe, you know, the other way around. But
what else are you into besides lifting? You got any hobbies, into cars, into something?
Weird? I'm trying to think.
Porn?
Nah.
Who's not into that?
I mean, I don't know. I fix up my truck a little bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Nothing crazy, you know what I mean?
Into some sports?
Just nice. Yeah, I mean, I like sports. I like football.
Yeah, you watch the NFL and stuff?
Yeah, I like football. I like the Raiders.
Raiders fan?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, they've been in a slump for a few years now, man.
Well, they might be back in L.A., yeah? There's all this talk
going on.
Something
might move.
I don't know what it's going to be.
I think everyone said maybe right now the Rams are moving first. They're talking potentially.
Right?
They're talking potentially 3 teams in L.A.
Right, right.
Really? San Diego, Oakland, and St. Louis all moving to L.A.
Yeah, sharing one stadium.
What the fuck?
And there's none. Currently,
stupid,
yeah.
Basketball, you into basketball?
To be honest, like sports, I'm more into playing it than watching it.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. Yeah,
yeah.
You still play it all right now? Like mess around here and there?
Not lately.
Yeah.
We would. Yeah, I'd actually like play basketball once in a while.
Yeah, pickup games.
Yeah, little pickup games.
That's
mess
cool.
around. You know,
You always get fucked up, though. Something stupid always
happens. The ankle gets rolled. Yeah.
You land on somebody's foot.
Yeah,
I went and fucked around last weekend, and I woke up with the sorest knees ever. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
So, yeah, but.
Other than that, just training.
Just training, man. Training takes a lot of your energy right now.
Yeah.
You know?
How is it training with Chad? Like, is it a lot different for you? Like, it seems like you're someone who gets excited and fired up to train, and he seems kind of opposite. What's that like?
Yeah, he's a mellow guy, man. I mean, he doesn't train with music. He doesn't really get too hyped up, and
that always worries me. When people are able to turn it on and there's no music, no nothing going on, yeah, that means they're Looney Tunes upstairs.
Yeah, something's going on.
Couple screws loose.
He's crazy, man. You just, yeah, man, it's just silent, and then he goes squats 800. You know, like, what the hell?
Right.
Well, he turns on the music, you can't hear the voices in his head.
So. Yeah,
he has the music in his head, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what kind of music you listen to? We always get questions like that all the time. You probably do, too.
I like working out. I like rap, gangster rap, you know what I mean? West Coast rap.
Right.
And, I mean, I like oldies. Basically, like oldies, you know, Low Rider, oldies, Art LeBeau. Right. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Anything with good energy you're into.
But, yeah, rap, yeah, just I like that.
Good,
you know,
beat. Something loud,
good
whatever.
Beat, something loud, something, you know what I mean, get into, get hyped up.
Right.
For sure. I'm not like a yeller or anything, like, or hit my back or whatever. I just, you
thanks
know.
Thanks for the warning. I'll hype you up tomorrow and you can turn around and punch me.
Knock him out.
Leave him alone. All right. Got
no,
it.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind you guys like, come on, let's go. But
yeah.
I'm not like a type of dude that I'm yelling. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even in football, like, I'd be the last guy out, you know, mellow. But once, you know, we get out there, it's on, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Smelling salts, no.
No, smelling. No, I'm good with that.
Yeah, everybody's different. You know, some people get fired up kind of after they lift. Some people are fired up, like, during their lift. And some people just go through a whole entire fucking ritual before they lift.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't really get hyped, you know, yelling before or after. I just, you know, take it in like, hell yeah. But,
right.
You know?
Yeah, you're excited, you're emotional, you're into it, but you're not going to go too crazy.
I don't let, like, the emotions be seen so much, I guess, right. You know?
I think Stan did a pretty good job of that when he was lifting here. Like, you know, he would make a lot of noise during the lift. He'd scream and make all kinds of noises during the lift. But before the lift, he was pretty focused. Ed Cohn was really, like, cerebral when he'd lift. He just was really calm and just quiet. And then he would fucking lift a million pounds. Yeah. And people would say, holy shit.
You got people on the other side that are
no
like,
joke,
Chris Duffin's freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look like he's about to kill that bar.
Usually what you see is, what's interesting is the more you freak out before you lift, the higher likelihood is that you're going to miss it.
Yep.
Using too much energy.
Well, and you're using too much energy and you're trying to convince yourself of lifting something that you actually can't lift probably.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, like if we had 900 on the bar for a deadlift, you just get yourself so as fired up as possible to give you the best chance you can. But it might not be in the cards until, you know, a couple months down the road or a year down the road. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're just going to try to freak yourself out and get yourself as amped as fucking possible.
You're just trying to jump in a time machine to a time in the future where you can actually make the lift.
Yeah, exactly. Anything to plug? Anything you want to mention before we drop off here?
No, man. I think we kind of covered it all.
What's your Instagram name?
Big SC Boy.
Check
Big
him out.
Big SC Boy in the house.
Yeah, Big SC Boy.
Shout out to Rich Piana, 5%.
Yeah, 5%, baby.
And
if anyone does know what that means, it means 5% of the world are willing to do whatever it takes to reach their goal, whether it's, you know, in lifting. It's all positive, you know.
Yeah.
Whether it's lifting or, you know, you're a parent or school teacher, whatever it is, you're doing whatever it takes, you know, to better yourself in whatever you like.
Yeah, kind of going that extra yard or whatever.
Man. It's not like a exact percentage, you know what I mean? But it's just... You
it
know,
could be
3%. Yeah, it could be 3%. 4, 5, you know, but... It
could be 1.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's just positive, you know?
That's pretty cool. Is he a positive guy?
Yeah, he's real positive, man. He's
that's cool.
He's a good dude, so...
Awesome. All right, I think that's it. Multiply your hustle, multiply your muscle. May all your shits be tapered.
You're at?
Mark Smelly Bell on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me at Silent Mike with 2Ks on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm Jim McDee, SCTV, everywhere with that. I would want you to find me. Follow the show on Instagram at Markville Powercast, Facebook.com/SuperTrainingGym, and Twitter at SCTV.
Later.
All right.
Good stuff, man.
Great. All right, cool.
Markville Powercast is a production of SuperTraining.com.